This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know. Welcome to the program. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag. KTGO at AM 1090. Boomin' to the Bakken. And KLTC and Dickinson. Or, of course, our apps. iHeartMedia. iHeart app is fabulous. Download that baby and go to town and listen to the program. Tomorrow, we're going to do a State of the Union preview. And once again, give power to the people. And what you're hoping to hear in President Trump's State of the Union address tomorrow night, Kristi Noem, who, like Congressman Kramer, represents all of South Dakota, Congressman Kramer, all of North Dakota, lone representative in the House from North Dakota, also wants to be a candidate for governor down there. Get her thoughts on what Trump should say tomorrow night. Then Wednesday, looks like we'll have Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer in the town hall for the day after. Governor Burgum will be here Thursday, Frank Friday. Always look forward to that on Friday as well. So a lot to do on what's on your mind. Today, this hour, we have the entire hour to find out what is on your mind. At 800-228-0550, some of you weighing in on some of the things we talked about last hour. Also want to talk a little bit about this El Rancho High School teacher, Southern California teacher, caught on video slamming members of the military as the freaking lowest of the low in a classroom rant to students, which now has gone viral. I want to give you a chance to respond to that today on the program. Okay, and also share any stories that you might know of something similar that's happened. Because I have to tell you, as much as I thought, I was mad when I first heard it. I just think, how sick can... And honestly, folks, I really believe this is something where the left... This personifies the left. Now, does every liberal person, every Democrat within the sound of my voice think that like this guy does about the military? Of course not. But there is a large percentage of the Democratic base, of the liberal base, that thinks if you don't think like they do, you're dumb. That's their go-to knee-jerk reaction. If you think differently than they do, you're dumb. Which is a horrible way to make your point. And that's what I was amazed that this guy is a teacher is sitting there before high school students saying, you know, these people are all dumb. Your uncles, they went to the military, they're dumb. I mean, seriously? What an intellectually bankrupt argument that is, in and of itself. That's how they think. And the second thing I went to, so that was my first, to say, isn't this typical of a liberal? Military are dumb because I disagree with military. Meanwhile, most... If not all, well, I would say all the ones I know, and I would venture to guess most of the members of the military have more intellectual firepower, number one, and more heart in their pinky finger than this rather rude teacher and council person. Don't like it. The next thing I went to is to think, how many classrooms does this happen that we don't hear about? This happened because a student was mad that his buddy, who was wearing a Marine sweatshirt, was challenged by this teacher. He didn't like it. He was disrespecting his buddy, who thought enough of the Marines to be in there with a Marine sweatshirt, and he's getting berated by a teacher. It doesn't work like that. It's not supposed to be like that. So he recorded this and it went viral. But how many other times has this happened? Do you know of other cases where this has happened? I think that's worth focusing on just a little bit. I have some experts in this guy in a report from Fox, but I think you've probably heard enough about this to know. I'll just tell you a little more about what he said. Think about the people you know who are over there, Salcedo said. This is the teacher's name. Your freaking stupid Uncle Louie or whatever. They're dumb blanks. They're not high-level bankers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. So here we go again with the liberals, see? This is the liberal saying, if you're not an academic, if you're not an intellectual, if you're not a banker, you're dumb. He continues, they're the freaking lowest of our low. He didn't think military recruiters should be allowed to come into school. We don't allow pimps to come into school.
Wow, what a parallel.
No kidding. The superintendent here told the newspaper that called about this, I've not spoken to him yet because he was out of town. But he did say he would be disciplined. I'd hope he'd be disciplined, just if nothing else, for the fact he's using language he ought not be using in front of high school students. Because I've cleaned up most of what he said. He's swearing like a sailor in this thing. He posted a statement on his personal Facebook page Friday from New York, saying he just got out of an excellent musical, The Band's Arrival. Oh, goody good. I turned my phone back on to unexpectedly see a storm. I don't think it's wise for me to make any specific comments, but I want my friends, family, and students to know we are fine and we respect the rights of free expression for all individuals. The mayor, because this guy's on the council of this Pico Rivera city, issued a statement not addressing his remarks, but saying the city was founded upon the principles, values, and honors of our many veterans who were called upon, served with great pride and honor when called upon. The student that he was lecturing said he was very angry, told the newspaper the teacher went too far when he said those in the military were stupid and only joined as a last resort, saying it was so disrespectful to my dad and my uncles and all veterans and those in the military. Said his father was a Marine vet, as were two uncles, fought in Afghanistan, Desert Storm, and Vietnam. Said the video wasn't meant for anyone else, but his mother shared it with a few friends, and now this. I'm glad she did. I'm glad she did. Dave and Sterling, what do you think of this?
Yeah, see, all I can say is that these liberals are godless people overall. That's why they don't have any moral grounding or any kind of common sense to them. They have no direction. They're just completely over the top. You know, a number of years ago, I visited Colville Cemetery. Now, for those people who don't know where Colville Cemetery is, it overlooks Omaha Beach. Now, I'd like somebody to go over there and tell them guys laying in them graves that they're all a bunch of idiots. You know, the French people of Normandy, they will never forget the sacrifice of Americans. And you're very well welcome in Normandy, France, because that's what I found.
You're a good point. In fact, they give out their highest honor to this day.
To this day.
To this day, to members of the United States military and the greatest generation that that saved them. Lenana's just got one of the awards.
Yeah, I think every American should go and see that cemetery. You'll come out with a whole different perspective.
It's a good point. Appreciate the call very much, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well said. All right, let's see here. Mike and Perm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. You know, I've run into guys like this before. During the Vietnam War, we would come back, and they would ambush us at the airport, these war protesters, and they would call us all sorts of horrible names and throw a red dye on our uniforms and call us baby killers. This guy sounds like he's cut from the same block of stone. And to me, being censured isn't enough. The man should be fired. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I wonder what the punishment will be. It ought to be something of significance, for sure. Listen to what he said.
The people who you know over there, you're pretty stupid Uncle Louie or whatever, they're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low. They have electricity. We had all our freaking night vision goggles, all that kind of stuff, and we can't freaking control these dudes wearing freaking robes and chanclas. Because we got a bunch of dumb don't have a good military. We haven't been able to beat these guys wearing freaking robes and chanclas for 15 years. And you're telling me we couldn't beat the Vietnamese? There are a bunch of people this freaking big going rice at us. Couldn't freaking beat them. We haven't been able to beat anyone since World War II. Because we had a freaking bomb. We didn't get to Hitler first. The Russians got to Hitler first. We don't. Like, it's a lie that our military is... I always crack up. How come when you go like Rose Bowl, Rose Parade, Dodger opening day, why after the national anthem do we have a killing machine fly over the freaking stadium? You know, the stealth bomber comes in, everyone's like, yeah, that's what we kill people with.
What does this guy think he gets his freedom from, huh?
This is painful.
Isn't it, though? Unbelievable. A teacher? What do you say to him? Message do you have to him? And those that think like him, let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Institute has come to North Dakota. If you've got pain, maybe knee, low back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stem cell therapy educational seminars are going on, and you can find solutions and cutting-edge information that can help change your life. Regenerative medicine seminars going on near Bismarck, Dickinson, Minot. You're not too far away. 1-888-973-1560 or find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560. 1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com.
Yeah, hey, this is Al from over by Roxay. I'm calling in regards to that teacher over there in California. It is absolutely appalling that our tax dollars in this education system is getting spent to pay teachers like that. I agree with you, Scott. I think that teacher or that caller that you had, Scott, that teacher should be fired immediately with no benefits. Thank you and have a good day.
800-228-0550 to weigh in on anything on your mind today and what's on your mind. Appreciate the calls, questions, and comments. Here's a few comments related to our topic last hour with Father Frank Pavone on the vote today in the United States Senate on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It's passed the House once, twice, three times, and third consecutive Congress makes it over to the Senate to get a vote now. We don't know how Senator Heitkamp's going to vote, so we had Father Pavone on to see if he could help us, and he suggested people let their voices be heard by going to the website stoptheirpain.com or by calling Senator Heitkamp's office directly and just simply asking the question. Hey, what's the plan here? You're going to vote for this? That number is 202. This is Senator Heitkamp's office, 202-224-2043. Let's see here. If you don't want to have a baby in a consensual situation, what about birth control? I understand in a forced situation having to make that choice, and even with that, if you can't make the choice by 20 weeks, then in my mind, there are thousands to looking to adopt. Yeah, there's a lot to disagree with in that. Most especially would be to say the best part of this is your suggestion of adoption. That's a much better, you know, don't punish the baby because a decision was made that had nothing to do with the, you know, the baby didn't make the decision. Don't punish that baby. That's for darn sure. Another texter on the teacher, if he doesn't enjoy the personal liberties that the military has afforded him, then take those liberties away from this nut job. Another texter, I went to Heidi's bishop's office seven times related to her pro-abortion stands, and they would not see nor respond to my emails. Generally, a bishop, I would just tell you, doesn't do... in other words, I appreciate the intent of the texter saying, hey, okay, she's a practicing Catholic, she says, yet she's voting on things that are very much opposed to the church. And the church takes this stuff very seriously from my experience on abortion. But they don't do it publicly very often. Every once in a while, if someone is not responding at all, you'll hear that they have been banned from participating in the receiving communion. That's pretty rare. They don't really go to that. So it doesn't surprise me that the bishop would not want to, you know, engage a constituent over that, because in his mind, that's between him, you know, the church, and Senator Heitkamp. And they generally handle that privately. And the fact that we've not heard anything publicly suggests that, you know, he feels like he's making progress in that regard. So let's see here. As men, we have no business discussing abortion. We have an opinion. It just carries very little weight. The discussion needs to be conducted between a woman and God. The men pushing that opinion also need to push for more welfare, because the two go hand in hand. Well, first of all, I couldn't disagree more that I think every human being has a voice and should use that voice on things that are important to them, whether regardless of, in this case, their gender. I understand that this is a very personal decision for women, and that women very often have to make it, but they also need information. They need data. They need facts about this. That would be like saying, well, I'm not Jewish, so I'm not going to say anything about the Jewish people being exterminated by Hitler, right? How'd that be any different? If you believe life begins at conception, and you see Roe versus Wade as being wrongly decided, you have an obligation to do something about it, say something about it. Look at our kids. I mean, I give our kids great credit about this. They are just amazing what they're doing. The pro-life generation is the youngsters. They're standing up for this. So I love it. All right, let's go back to the teacher topic with Ken and Beulah. Go ahead, Ken. You're up.
Yes, I I'm glad you brought this up. I agree with the other two callers. This teacher ought to be fired with no benefits, period. To say anything like that about the military, I just can't hardly believe it. And thank you, and you guys have a good day. Keep up
kind
the
of
work.
Kind of fends you right to the core, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It does, yeah. Leo Mogulki was the other name I thought of a moment ago when I mentioned Lynn Oz. Both Leo Mogulki and Lynn Oz received, these are North Dakotans. Leo was a Bismarck boy that lived more recently in Minot. Flew 35 combat missions as a ball turret gunner on a B-17. I had the distinct honor of meeting Leo and interviewing him a couple of times. And he passed away, oh, how long ago has that been now? It's in the last year. Back in March, I think. And he also received that award from the French. So they, to this day, are honoring, this is the French, honoring our heroes, and you got a teacher in California who can't figure it out. Another texter said, the kids laughed. That bothers me. I heard the kids laugh, although I almost took it as like a nervous laughter. Like, not so much a, ha, you know, I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah, really, under their breath, they're thinking, oh, our teacher's going crazy. You know somebody's thinking that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like, oh, God, we should probably insert something here.
My old teacher, Mr. A, used to show a recruitment video of him at boot camp every once in a while. He was a history teacher as well. All right. Another texter, couldn't one argue that having to swear to make your point would qualify as being uneducated? Good point. I like it. Galen and Bismarck, go ahead, your take.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a retired educator, and from what I saw in the news the last couple of weeks with the governor down there, the people elect the governor who wants to give all the illegal aliens driver's licenses, and if you have a driver's license, you can vote. So I think that attitude of that teacher is probably shared with a lot of Californians and a lot of teachers down there. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it is probably pretty typical. And I sure wouldn't want a teacher like that teaching any of my kids or grandkids when I have them.
No kidding. No kidding. And I'd like to know how often it goes on. I bet there's a lot of this kind of talk in colleges more so than high schools. But
To have a governor elected, and I heard him say on the TV when they broadcast it here last week, that his plan is to have every illegal alien get a driver's license, and everyone with a driver's license can vote in the state of California.
Yeah.
They're a taxpayer, they have a license, they vote. And
figure
I really
that
disagree,
out.
But, yeah.
Figure
thank
that
you.
Out. Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Your take on the news of the day. What's on your mind? Let us know.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
In part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. Guess what? High Plains Apache is just the place. They got it down. Nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. They have it down. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache, they're in Mandan. Love to see you. Or call them at 663-2375. They're in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. You get there right across from the Walmart there at High Plains Apache. And, of course, online, too, at highplainsapache.com. Here's a call that came in earlier.
Yeah, my name's Carl, and about a week ago I came up with a campaign slogan for Heidi Heitkamp. And after listening to Kevin Kramer, I thought I'd call you and let you know about it. The new campaign slogan for Heidi Heitkamp is abort, don't deport. Thank you.
Yeah, sadly, that's almost shocks you to the core to hear, right? Because of the two together. But, I mean, if you fairly analyze the policies, that whole government shutdown and that whole charade, that was about the Democratic Party grasping at anything to try and protect illegal immigrants, right? And the party is desperate because of DACA. They don't want anyone deported, and they want voters. Yet, if you look at the voting rolls, you see a lot of people that do support the legalized abortion. So I think you fairly connect those dots, but as I say, to put it into a campaign slogan, I think causes a person to just want to step back a moment. But we do need to be factual about these things. I do believe strongly in that, and, you know, even, you know, we don't talk about it a lot on this program. I believe with every fiber of my being in the defense of innocent life. I think it's our probably, you know, an issue that ultimately is going to define whether we stand up for the freedom we've been given. It's a very, 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 very important issue. It's a defining issue of our age to say, are we going to allow this? Are we going to allow this? Seriously. Can we? But it's one individually, folks just need to decide where you're at on it, roll your sleeves up, decide what you're going to do about it. Because it's that important. I think today, with that vote in the Senate, it's a good day to raise the question. It's why we accepted the offer from Father Pavone to come on the program. Let's see here. Let's go to Daryl in South Hart. You're next.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I listen to your show every morning. I enjoy your show. You've come up with some good comments. I mostly agree with all your views that you have, but this morning you made a comment about that guy that was swearing like a sailor. I do take offense to that comment. I spent my time as a Navy medic, and I, you know, all sailors don't swear.
Well, you are not the first to, point that out to me, that that's a term that I don't know where I picked that up, but it's just one of those that's out there. So my apologies for labeling all sailors as having a potty mouth. I know that's not the truth, but he was swearing it's conduct unbecoming a teacher, and we'll just leave it at that, right?
Right.
I'm on it. Appreciate the call, Daryl. Thank you, and sorry. Justin in Williston, go ahead. Not there, Gary.
Not.
Or not. Yeah, Gary, on the road. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I'm a retired military veteran, spent 21 years in, and unfortunately, I was also raised in California. The problem with it is, first of all, the individual is not paying attention. He does have the right of free speech, which our veterans and military have honored him with. Unfortunately, this individual doesn't really know what's going on. I agree it would be nice to have him relieved of all duties as far as becoming a teacher, but the best that will probably happen is he will get a nasty note stuck in his records. Again, this individual needs to sit back and look at the rights and freedoms that he has received from our veterans, from our active military, and the rights that they have protected for him. Basically, I think the individual is wrong, and hopefully the students have enough common sense to realize this and take it with a grain of salt.
Appreciate that, Greg. Gary, rather, anything else you want to say about this individual, to this individual? Let us know your thoughts. Greg Salcido is his name, by the way, teacher in California. Here's some more of his comments. Sorry to offend you to the core, but I want you to hear what he said.
So, if you joined the military, it's because you have no other options. Because you didn't take care of business academically, because your parents didn't love you enough to push you, and then you didn't love yourself enough to push yourself, which isn't even that hard. It's not even that hard. You just have to focus a little bit. You don't even have to work hard. You just have to focus. You didn't do it.
You hear what he's saying here?
So, if you join the military, it's because you have no other options.
If you join the military, it's because you have no other options. Once again, this dunce is so provably wrong. How many people flocked to recruiting centers after 9/11? Many of them with jobs in other careers because they felt that strongly. All the recruiting targets of the military were met again and again and again in a post 9/11 world when everybody knew what was to follow. And this guy says, no, they're just doing it because they had no other option. Now listen.
Because you didn't take care of business academically, because your parents didn't love you enough.
But your parents didn't love you enough.
Yeah, what do you think for a teacher to say in class there?
No kidding.
Oh my God.
This guy has no business being in a classroom. None. I wouldn't trust him with one subject, topic, nothing. Absolutely the worst. Here's more.
Don't you ever chicken bring the chicken military into the
class. This is where he's lecturing the poor kid in a Marine's sweatshirt whose dad was a Marine. And two uncles, was it? Two or three uncles? Don't you ever blankety-blank bring in military into this classroom.
I don't understand why we let the freaking military guys come over here and recruit you at school. We don't let pimps come into school.
Yeah, this is nice. The recruiters shouldn't be in school. We don't let pimps in the school. Why would we let military recruiters come into school? Yeah, it's getting worse.
Anyone interested in being a hoe?
Oh, there's an interesting comment for a high school teacher. Fire this guy. Unbelievable. I mean, come on. Really? You kidding me? Here's more.
They're gonna lie to you, and they're gonna tell you. And this is what you guys always tell me. I'm gonna go to the military. Why? Oh, so I can have to pay for my college. If you were interested in college, would you ever consider the military? No. But you.
Of course you would. How many people have paid for their college education with the military? Another ignorant comment.
No, because you wasted 13 years of your education, and you have no other options. And you're trying to figure out what am I gonna do, and then. They give you all that, though.
See the world. See the
freaking world.
See the
world down a freaking ship or something like that? What do you think? You're on vacation? It's freaking stupid.
Man alive.
That's
pretty amazing.
That is so painful.
It is. Another texter said, it bothers me that the kids laugh. if you hear their laugh, it doesn't sound like a, oh, I love this guy kind of laugh. It sounds to me like...
Yeah, it's not knee slapper stuff there. That's right. You're right.
It sounds to me like a little like, I want out of this class. Get me out of this class.
Maybe if I laugh, he'll quit it. Yeah. He'll stop.
I'm kidding. Let's go to the Grand Forks caller. What's your name?
Elias.
Elias, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I was born and raised in California, but I've lived out here in Minnesota, North Dakota area for about almost 14 years now. And every time I hear something about, like one of these situations, it always bothers me. You know, I cringe at the idea that people think that that's what all Californians think. But, I mean, it's kind of, I think, when I think of California, I think of people, you know, living in, you know, occupied territories where, you know, they, you know, they're in a bad area, a bad situation, but they don't agree with what's going on, not all of them. And I have a family member that's a teacher in Minnesota, and she's actually like an administrator, and she said that actually this kind of thing is common in a lot of the area schools where teachers talk down about conservatism, military, all these kinds of things. So these things aren't isolated incidents, but I do think that the teacher should be fired without benefits. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Here's a call that came in during the last break related to the teacher as well.
Hey, good morning. This is Dave, South of Dickinson. There used to be a saying years ago that if you can't do anything else, if you can't do any work, you can't do anything in life, you become a teacher. Thank you.
Well, now we're taking one bad apple out in California and suggesting that you're doing... to teachers what he's doing to the military, which I would caution you against, because I think there's a lot of great teachers out there who have a servant heart and go out there to teach kids. And I think I've told the story on the air, but my daughter and I, doing this little dad-daughter thing this year, started for the first time, where we teach religious education to second graders who go to our church on Wednesday nights. So a couple hours on a Wednesday night teaching the kids. I have never in my life, after teaching this, had more respect for teachers and what they do. Oh, my gosh. That is hard work, folks. That is incredible. I mean, in our case, I guess we got about 20 kids, and it challenges every skill set I have. So I have great respect for teachers and what they do. But, you know, look. California, it's his way of thinking, and high school teacher out there that obviously is not one of the best. I get, but I'm not going to sign on to your idea that this is somehow all of them. Here is another call that came in off the air. Let's roll that.
Good morning, Scott. You know, I was listening to your comments this morning about abortion, and I think you hit the nail on the head. You're a righteous man. And I love you for it. Now, you contrast that with the Democrats. Could you call them righteous? 50 million children dead? They disgust me. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and I just, you know, you're right that more Democrats than Republicans are, you know, pro-life and vote the way they do. I'm just going to put it on one party or the other, even though it shakes out that way, and just... hope that every single member that has a chance in any particular legislative body can look deep into their heart and get it right.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We are powered by MyPillow. So Todd and I get all that energy, a good night's sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep, by the way. Think about that. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So how are you sleeping? You're tossing and turning and switching out pillows because one's too hot or whatever. You need to call my friend Mike at MyPillow, 800-506-9028, the toll-free telephone number. Use the promo code Scott to get a great deal. Still, buy one, get one, and he gives one on your behalf to a family in need, too, which is really neat. This great deal right now. Plus, besides MyPillow, you'll find all kinds of savings up to 50% off on MyPillow mattresses and beds and body pillows and travel pillows and bolster pillows and the MyPillow for pets. They've got them all. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right? Promo code Scott. That teacher is a donkey. It has something to do with ASSS in there. I can't. A dumb donkey. Dumb donkey, that's what it is. That teacher is a dumb donkey. My dad and my stepmom both served in the Air Force as air traffic controllers. Smartest people I know. That guy wouldn't last 2 seconds in their jobs. They have to be a high thinker to do that job. This teacher debate reminds me of an old saying I heard growing up. If you can read, thank a teacher. If you can read in English, thank a soldier. The freedom of speech protects you from political persecution from the government. It does not protect your right to employment. Yeah. How will the teachers' union represent this ignoramus, says another. Good question. A few more texts. Let's not forget our fine former Secretary of State, John Kerry. Quote, if you don't study hard and stay in school, you might find yourself in Iraq. Or something to that matter. It starts at the top of the Liberal Party. He's going where our previous callers were going. Another texter says, on another topic from today, Scott, I think the Catholic Church is derelict in their duty by not engaging Senator Heidi Heitkamp about abortion and by not doing it publicly to some extent. They hire a lobbyist during the legislative session and publicly promote against things like using a corporate financial structure for farmers and ranchers, which when they do this, they promote discrimination against businessmen and women on the farm and ranch. So if they can do that, why can't they be more aggressive standing up for life and one of the most direct commandments, thou shalt not kill? By the way, I grew up very strong Catholic, but keep getting more disenfranchised all the time. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. I just think the church is very cautious about publicly shaming elected leaders. Clearly, Senator Heidi Heitkamp votes very different than her faith, at least at one time. I don't even, maybe she doesn't practice the faith anymore, and then it wouldn't really matter. But usually what they'll say is if you define yourself as Catholic and then you are voting against that, then there's a conversation that starts. But I take your points. John, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, great show. Several years ago I heard the statement that when a person decides to become a liberal, it's an easy decision because it's a gutless one. You don't ever stand up for anybody's rights or tell anybody no. And lots of years ago when South Dakota voted to continue the slaughter of unborn children, that was proven to me by the people that I argued with. I am very pro-life. And a lot of them made the statement, well, I don't agree with it, but it's not my decision to make because I'm not a woman. You know, in the Bible, it tells you, thou shalt not kill. And that just doesn't mean, hey, women, thou shalt not kill. That means everybody, thou shalt not kill. And I agree with your last texter. The Catholic Church is incredibly complicit in this deal by not pushing their values, their Christian values, on their voters. I don't understand how a person can call themselves a Christian and continue to support people that allow abortion.
Good points, John. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Tammy, also in South Dakota, give me your take.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on your teacher audio that you played. I don't know if his name is available, but if it's not, it's a good thing. I just said goodbye to my daughter this morning, who will be serving a year in the Middle East. And she has been in for 18 years. She's leaving behind aging grandparents, a husband, and children to go and support our military, and she'll just be gone for a long time. So when I heard that, I was obviously angered, and I'm really also disappointed that you would even play that. There's all kinds of ways that you could be discussing our vets and our active military and not even address the terrible things that he said.
You know, that's one approach. It's everywhere. So I was more interested in hearing an outpouring of support for the military to let them know that people like this don't speak for us, and I think we did that today. But your approach also works. Appreciate the call. Jim in Fargo, your take?
That just goes to explain how woefully inept our education system. How would this man get a degree? How would he pass a screening contest? How in hell's name would hire such a clown? It's amazing.
California we're talking about, Jim. California.
Oh, that explains it, I guess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Ted Texter says, he said the Russians beat us to Berlin. It was predetermined by the Allies. The Russians could take Berlin, and it would split into sectors after the war ended. How the heck is this guy a history teacher? It's in California. Do I need to repeat? Why doesn't the father have a say in the pre-abortion? He should have a say to keep the baby. God knows that he doesn't have a voice if she keeps the baby. Interesting take. Legally, I assume you mean. Yeah. Yep. Good point. Hang the two-party system, says another Dexter. More simply said, those that can do, those that can't teach. I don't want to take this out on teachers. I don't. But there are a few bad ones out there. We proved that today. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You should be, too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.